Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in, I think, week seven now of this series we're calling Everyday Faith. And we've been reading our way and studying our way through the book of James, the letter of James to the early church. And I'm going to start today. We're looking at verses specifically 15 and 16, but those don't really make sense unless you go back and read verses 13 and 14. And so James says this in chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? James says. For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So James is looking at a group of people who he says, what you guys, when you talk about your plans, you say, we're going to go here, we're going to do this, we're going to make money. And there's really no thought to the sovereignty of God, to planning according to his will and not our will. And there's this thought of, I'm in control. And James says, right, what you ought to say is, wait a second, my life is a mist. You know, James reminds them, he says, your life is a mist and you're here today and you're gone tomorrow. So what you ought to say, he says, is if the Lord wills, then we'll go and we'll go here and we'll do this. And I want to be clear here. James is not saying simply tack on the phrase, if the Lord wills, to everything you plan. He is looking at the heart. Because what he says is, he says, you're boasting, it's arrogance. The issue here, and James has been doing this all throughout the letter. He looks at the fruits of our lives and he says, guys, there's a problem at the root. You want to know what's going on with the roots, you got to look at the fruits. And he says the fruit here, what we see is people who are arrogantly going, man, we're going to go here, do this. I'm completely in control of my life. And he says, you can't even determine the number of days you live. You're a mist. You're here today and gone tomorrow. You are entirely, your life is held in the hands of the Lord. And so you should acknowledge God, live under his sovereignty. And so James is really saying the problem here is the arrogance. He is not saying planning is bad. James is not against planning. The solution here is not, hey, do everything last minute, don't plan anything. Being a good steward of what God has given us, being a good steward of our time, our talents, and our treasure requires some planning, some thoughtfulness, some wisdom. What James is saying is, look, when you say if the Lord wills, that should come from a heart posture of, Lord, I recognize you're in control, and I am not. I am not the captain of my fate, the captain of my ship. I recognize God. I'm not in control, and you are. And so as I plan and as I think about the future, I want to live out and believe what the Proverbs say, that many are the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord establishes his way. If the Lord doesn't watch the city, the watcher watches in vain. And we want to live out what Jesus said when the disciples came to him and said, teach us to pray. And he says what? Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, as we plan, as we think about the future, we want to do that under your hand, in humility. And say, God, we want our plans to align with your will. And we recognize that we have our very life. Our time are in your hands. Our life is in your hands. We owe our very existence to your love, your power, and your sovereignty over our lives. So let me pray for us. And then I want you to take a moment just to pray and to reflect. Father, planning is not bad. And sometimes we need to plan and we need to think about the future. God, help us to do that in a right heart, in a right spirit, not with boasting and arrogance about how much control we think we have over our lives, but with humility and with dependence on you and with gratitude for the fact that you've even given us life. Father, when we acknowledge you, when we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and we walk humbly with our God, that's where wisdom comes from. is acknowledging there's one God and we are not him. It's you and you alone. Father, help us in this area. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.